train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 14, the Word of God says, "Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now here's the situation. The early days in Macedonia had been difficult for Paul. Paul suffered physically in Philippi. In Thessalonica, his work caused an uproar, which resulted in his departing the city. All right. These difficulties were only external, though. Perhaps the greatest difficulty was that the other churches failed to help him. In this, Philippi was different. From the very beginning, the church of Philippi supported his work, showing the genuineness of salvation and their love for Paul. Now, Paul commended the Philippians for the way they supported him. When the Philippians first heard the gospel, see, what happened is they saw its implications for others. Now, they were thinking, all right, this message has got to get out. This message has got to reach other people. Christ is much too precious for us to just sit on the gospel and await heaven. This message has to get out. They were so deeply affected by the gospel that it would have been absurd in their minds to continue on with life as usual. They wanted to be fellow workers for the truth. In helping Paul, they became just that. Now, 3 John has something very interesting. Starting at verse 5 in 3 John, it says, "Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth." Here in Philippians and here in 3 John, what we see is that not everybody is called and or able to go and minister elsewhere. But all of Christ's followers are called to play their part in gospel expansion. That means giving. That means supporting. That means sending is a huge way that we can be a part of what God is up to in places that we do not live and that we cannot get to. Jesus has commissioned us to be his heart, his hands, and his voice. Through praying, giving, and going, Southern Baptists have fulfilled this legacy for more than 160 years. Yet billions of people remain lost, and time's running out on them. Our churches must take direct responsibility for helping reach the nearly 3,800 unengaged, unreached people groups that missionaries may never be able to get to. Now, we've got to figure out how we can get to them. And so you may think, well, what can I do? I mean, I've got a job, I've got responsibilities right here. How can I participate in what God is doing halfway across the world? Well, last year, First Baptist Enterprise gave around $40,000 for the Lottie Moon missions offering. Now, every penny given to Lottie Moon is used to support Southern Baptist missionaries as they share the gospel overseas. The offering represents 57% of the International Mission Board's total income. And so as these missionaries penetrate unreached people groups with the gospel and share with them the teachings of Christ and give them a hope and a future. By the authority of the Word of God, we can humbly say that we are participants in the gospel work in those places. We are fellow workers for the truth when we send missionaries to unreached people groups, just as Philippians 4 says, just as 3 John says. So I want you to pray about how much you can give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering this year so as to participate in making much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind.
Just to save his own.
Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the Jesus humming. Don't need no ticket, you just faith.